This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Eco Chic, the podcast all about practical science and sustainability. My name is Laura Diaz. I'm happy to have you. Happy Thanksgiving if you're listening in America. Happy holidays to everyone else. I think this is a really fun, exciting time of year to be thinking about our consumption, especially with the holidays coming up. We're thinking about buying things, not only for ourselves, but also for other people. And today's episode is coming out on a Friday, a fun bonus compared to our normal Tuesday episodes, because on Tuesday, I'm very excited to say that we announced Totally Eco Chic, the eco-conscious lifestyle shop, where you can shop for things like reusable produce bags, silicone bags, things like that to just help you live a more eco-conscious life. It's an awesome place to start thinking about how you can reduce your footprint, totallyecochic.com. And now through Cyber Monday, you can actually use the code LAUNCH10 for 10% off everything in the shop. I'm really excited for y'all to check that out. And if you want more information, Tuesday's episode really outlined the vision and the goals for Totally Eco Chic. And I can't wait to see what you think and what you pick up. And I'm really excited to finally share that with everybody. So with that, let's get into today's episode, this fun little like bite-sized holiday bonus episode. I want to talk about conscious consumption with this gift-giving season coming up. So let's first think about what is conscious consumption. Essentially, it's not realistic for us to think that people are just going to stop spending money because we have a climate crisis on our hands. And while yes, we have to totally reassess our economy and reassess how we are consuming things in our society, it's not realistic to tell everyone to just stop buying things and all of our problems will go away. People are going to continue to buy things. So we just have to be thinking about how we are spending those dollars and what companies we're supporting and where we are really voting with our dollars. Essentially, what are we demanding? What is the market supplying for those demands? So I'm really excited to talk about conscious consumption because I want us to just be smarter about where and how we are spending. So I'm going to be sharing 3 really good overarching tips to help you think about conscious consumption in this upcoming holiday season, both again for yourself and for other people. So the basic place to start, I'm not even counting this as one of the tips, is when you're buying anything in your life, if it is something that you're seeing for the first time, ask yourself, do I need this? Can I wear this more than once? Can I wear this throughout multiple seasons for multiple occasions? Do I really need this new homeware item? Is there a more long-lasting option, a more quality option, so I don't need to repurchase it again in the future? Just asking yourselves these questions about being really mindful about what you are choosing to purchase. Clothing, homeware, seasonal decor, what can you cut back on? What do you not actually need to replace if you have a perfectly good item of that at home? What can you purchase that's going to last you multiple seasons, etc.? You want the most long-lasting option, so you only need to purchase it once, and you only want to be purchasing things, for the most part, that are really useful long-term items for yourself. So this may be, let's say, in terms of clothing, buying a coat in a neutral color as opposed to like a cheetah print that you can't necessarily wear every day. Be realistic with yourself. Now onto the more holiday-specific tips. The very first tip I'm going to suggest that you think about when you are looking at the people that you are hoping to purchase gifts for this holiday season is thinking about giving experiences as opposed to physical gifts. So this may be tickets to a concert, this could be maybe a gift card to a dinner, something along those lines. Giving them something that doesn't necessarily produce waste, it encourages them to go out and enjoy their time and do something as opposed to just like acquiring more stuff. So we're trying to really minimize our waste this holiday season, and we're trying to really take away the guilt or this feeling that you may have that you need to buy someone something just because it is the holidays. And that really leads into tip number two, and that is to reassess your list. I want you to be thinking about the people in your life that really do hold significance in your life. So this isn't to say like you can only give gifts to your parents, but it's like thinking about the people that really matter to you and not necessarily feeling like you have to buy gifts for other people. So what I mean by this is like if you feel like you have to get something for Sally at the water cooler that you hang out with every day at work, maybe you don't need to buy her a $15 hand cream or candle and she would be fine with a jar of like DIY spiced nuts. That could be a really fun alternative. You could, let's think, buy the nuts in bulk and you could oven roast them with a whole bunch of different seasonings and put them in a mason jar that you could definitely secondhand shop. Glass is such a fun thing to thrift because it's so easy to sterilize in the dishwasher and it's really no big deal at all. Put a ribbon around it and you're good to go. That's a great gift for Sally at the water cooler. So thinking about the people that you're buying just because you feel like you have to buy something for them, think about creative ways that you can maybe spend a little bit less money and be a little bit more personal in the gifts that you are giving those people. So yes, you're thinking of them, but you don't necessarily have to go out and spend all this money and buy things that like maybe they don't even want that hand cream or that candle and it's just gonna end up in a drawer or in a landfill eventually. So cutting out that waste and cutting out the idea that you have to spend money just because it's this time of year. And the last big tip that I have for this holiday season, if you are looking to be a more conscious consumer, is to be thinking and assessing the true cost of these items that you're purchasing. And so by true cost, I want you to be thinking about the idea that when a company can afford to make a particular item extremely discounted for something like Black Friday or Cyber Monday, they are still making a profit on that item. No one is selling items out of the goodness of their hearts for 70% off just because they really want you to have this shirt or this homeware or whatever it is. So they are still making a profit. So why can that company afford to make a shirt for $20 on Black Friday? We are thinking about the workers that are paid, the materials, the transportation cost, all of the inherent marketing that that company is putting into the sale and other items. And they are still, again, making a profit. So thinking about the true cost, why can they afford to make this item as inexpensive as they can for these big days of sale? So when it comes to thinking about companies you want to support and items that you want to invite into your life, this is where we're going back into that first tip of making sure that you are purchasing things that are really high quality that can last you a really long time, things you don't necessarily need to repurchase, and maybe even going the extra mile and purchasing from companies that give back a percentage to a charity or they have one of those buy one, give one models. And thinking about the companies that are really aligned with your values, I think that's the most important takeaway when it comes to conscious consumption. It's where do you want to spend your dollars and how do you want to be influencing the market? All right, just to quickly recap, three tips to think about conscious consumption for this holiday season: giving experiences, reassessing your list, and assessing the true cost of items. That's it for today's bite-sized episode of Eco Chic. Don't forget to follow along on Instagram at Eco Chic and check out totallyecochic.com for chic sustainability supplies that are going to help you reduce your environmental footprint, not only during the holiday season, but maybe going into the new year. If that's one of your big New Year's resolutions, be more sustainable. Totally Eco Chic is a great place to start. I really enjoyed this episode. I hope it was really helpful, and I can't wait to hear from you guys really soon.